This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Expect to see AI-generated content ahead of the election. Meanwhile, students heading to college this fall will pay up to $95,000. Some areas are still under a flood watch. Lastly, their love has inspired TikTok to sing. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Experts are warning that voters in Pennsylvania and beyond will come into contact with misleading AI photos or videos ahead of the presidential election, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. As Drexel professor Matthew Stom, who also leads a team that detects and debunks such images and videos, points out, this is the first presidential campaign in what he calls the quote-unquote AI era, and he believes that, quote, things are only going to get worse. People in the know, like Stom, are dreading the opportunity for misinformation that AI presents, from bogus videos of election workers destroying ballots to phony emails to fake audio clips of politicians saying things they've never said. In Pennsylvania, there's even a newly formed election threats task force which will, in part, combat misinformation about voting, AI-generated content included. Says leader of the task force, State Secretary Al Schmidt, quote, AI presents a far greater challenge if it's weaponized to deceive voters or harm candidates. Students heading to college in the fall could expect to pay as much as $95,000 a year, reports the Associated Press. The University of Pennsylvania, for one, has a tuition price tag of $92,000. That means, points out the AP, that a family with three children can expect to shell out over $1 million by the time their youngest gets a four-year degree. While officials from the schools are saying it's fine, people can get financial aid that'll help, others balk at these costs. A lot of prospective students are also still waiting to see how much aid they'll get, as the rollout from a new U.S. Department of Education online form that was supposed to make things easier has been, in the words of financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz, quote, pure chaos and an absolute disaster. Some areas are still under a flood watch, states Penn Live. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch until tomorrow around 6 due to this lovely weather we're having. Places that this applies to include Western Chester, Berks, Philadelphia, and Monroe counties. For the full list and more information, please click on the link in the related podcast article. Also, be safe out there. Punxsutawney Phil and his wife Phyllis have a love so inspiring it's caused TikTok to sing, says the Philadelphia Inquirer. This impromptu musical compilation about the new parents all started when singer Oliver Richmond decided to write, as part of a songwriting exercise, The Ballad of Phil and Phyllis, which followed the two's apparently very complicated relationship from both groundhogs' perspectives. The video went viral, and other singers decided to add their own songs to the story, garnering millions of views. Lyrics include some from this one song from Phyllis's perspective that goes, quote, I love him, but he's just a crude guesstimator. Oof, savage, but true. That's all for today. For even more news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it, and to share it around with people you think would dig it as well. Thanks in advance. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.